This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello, I'm here to help you put God first in your life by taking time with Him each day. You may spend your time with God in the morning or in the evening or at any time. I encourage you to consider making your time with God the first part of your day. Take time with your Bible open and say, Lord, would you speak to me today? And then begin reading with the expectation that God has something to say to you in your heart today. Listen for what He wants to say to you. And as you begin to understand what God's message to you today is, then begin immediately to respond to Him in prayer and with yes, Lord, about the things that He's saying to you. You'll find your life so much richer as a result. We're looking this week at the topic of the place of prosperity in our lives. And you know, there's a difference, isn't there, between money and true prosperity. Proverbs 11, verse 28 says, "He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like the green leaf." He who trusts in his riches will fall. You can accumulate wealth and have enormous riches without God being at the center of your life, but your life cannot truly prosper without God. Both rich people and poor people, without God, have a massive missing piece in their lives. But when God is the center of your life, then you are a prosperous person. Country music singer Garth Brooks once said, "You aren't wealthy until you have something money can't buy." Isn't that right? Don't you see the truth of that in your life? How much more important to truly a full, happy life relationships are, family. But even more than that, more than any other factor in your life, God brings meaning and purpose to your life. True satisfaction, true wholeness, and a sense of rightness about the way your life is heading and the meaning of your life right now. Serving God, putting Him first, these are the ways to be truly prosperous. Giving your money to things that matter to God. This is one of the paradoxes of Christianity. To truly have victory in your spiritual life, you have to surrender to God. And to truly prosper, you have to be a giver. Giving more away makes you more prosperous, and particularly giving to what you know matters to the heart of God. As you think about your life right now, whether or not you would say you're wealthy, whether or not you would say you've got lots of money, it doesn't matter. God wants you to use the money He has entrusted to you for His purposes. What are you doing with what is God's? What are you doing with the money He has put in your hands? Are you using it in a way that would be pleasing to its true owner, to God? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.